A reading from the book of Numbers. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses on the pretext of the marriage he had contracted with a Cushite woman. They complained, "Is it through Moses alone that the Lord speaks? Does he not speak through us also?" And the Lord heard this. Now Moses himself was by far the meekest man on the face of the earth. So at once the Lord said to Moses and Aaron and Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the meeting tent." And the three of them went. Then the Lord came down in a column of cloud, and standing at the entrance of the tent, called Aaron and Miriam. When both came forward, he said, "Now listen to the words of the Lord. Should there be a prophet among you, in visions will I reveal myself to him, in dreams will I speak to him. But not so with my servant Moses. Throughout my house he bears my trust. Face to face I speak to him, plainly and not in riddles. The presence of the Lord he beholds. Why then did you not fear to speak against my servant Moses?" So angry was the Lord against them when he departed, and the cloud withdrew from the tent, and there was Miriam, a snow-white leper. When Aaron turned and saw her, a leper, he said to Moses, "Ah, my Lord, please do not charge us with the sin that we have foolishly committed. Let her not thus be like a stillborn babe that comes forth from its mother's womb with its flesh half consumed." Then Moses cried to the Lord, "Please not this. Pray heal her." The word of the Lord. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, in the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. For I acknowledge my offense, and my sin is all before me always. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned, that you may be justified in your sentence and vindicated when you condemn. Indeed, in guilt was I born, and in sin my mother conceived me. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not off from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do you and your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." And he summoned the crowd and said to them, Hear and understand. It's not what enters one's mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles one. Then his disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" And he said in reply, Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." The Gospel of the Lord. I always love, of course, when Jesus says, "Let them alone. They were offended, Jesus, by you." Shut up. You know, it's just like, so what's the point? But God's trying to teach us something, as always. And he says, it isn't just your traditions. You know, again, when some people say, "Well, this is the way I like to do things." Well, that's very nice. Is it what God wants you to do? That's what it always kind of come down to. Not what this one person told me to do, or this one, or what I think is best. Everything we do must always be what God calls us to do. And we know that because we have a deep prayer life. And so when he talks about it, it's what comes out of the mouth. And by far, we sin more with our mouths than anything else. If you don't believe it, look at the first reading. Miriam, closely related to Moses. These were the leaders. God struck her as a leper because because of what she said. Jesus comes against the Pharisees because they're bickering and complaining and they cling to their tradition instead of clinging to Jesus. And we got to always think, do I cling to tradition or do I cling to Jesus? And then if things don't go my way, do I bicker and complain and do all these things? Again, we got to watch because the Lord will only put up with such things for so long. And then he says, enough, enough. It's what comes out of your mouth. It's what comes out of my mouth that we're going to be judged by. And as the Word of God says, by every word that comes out of our mouth. So we need to use our tongue to build up, not tear down. We need to use our tongue to glorify God, not to curse other people. Because when we do that, the way we do it to others, it will always come back to us. So speak blessing or speak curses, and you know that's what you're going to get. So let's speak blessings. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.